Please stop and stand so that you have your back to the doorway. And now, in the quiet of the moment, let's listen to time passing. This is the last of the exhibition rooms, and it's devoted to the timepieces of Warsaw. Their ticking fills the space. The oldest exhibits on display here date from the mid-18th century, and the newest from the 1960s. Please start by having a look at the central pedestal closest to the door. It holds an antique clock movement. Although it was constructed more than 250 years ago, it's still working, measuring off time. So, you can see the cogwheel, the springs, the cylinders, the escapement, the balance wheel. Dozens of parts assembled with extraordinary precision by a clockmaker in bygone times, creating a whole. To outsiders, the knowledge he had at his fingertips was, quite simply, magical and reserved for the few. At the same time, he was both a master craftsman and a scientist. Now, please have a look along the same row. Closer to the window, you'll see a bracket clock. It has a golden face, and above that, there's an oval plaque. The inscription on the plaque reads, Johann Heckel of Varsovie. The Johann Heckel of the inscription made this clock in Warsaw in the mid-18th century. He was a master clockmaker of Bavarian origins, but he settled here in the Polish capital and was one of the co-founders of the Warsaw Clockmakers and Watchmakers Guild. In the main, his fellow master craftsmen had also come here from other countries. All of them built clock and watch movements, commissioning the cases from the masters of other crafts, like goldsmiths, for instance. In those days, the finished products, table clocks, mantel clocks, carriage clocks, pocket watches, were bought by members of the wealthiest classes. Now, please move on towards the window. Please have a closer look at the pocket watches on display in several of the showcases. The pocket watch became popular in the 19th century, when the development of industry and social changes meant that more and more people felt the need for a handy timepiece they could reach for whenever they wanted. If you have a closer look at the watch faces, you'll see the names of Warsaw watchmaking companies on them. By then, the watchmakers were using parts made in Swiss and German factories to create their movements. And now, please make your way over to the showcase holding a large golden clock, embellished with a figure of a woman and a bust of a man. This was made in France in the 19th century. The inscription tells us that the bust portrays the Polish and French hero of the Napoleonic era, Prince Józef Poniatowski. The clock is an example of the fancy goods with a patriotic note that were very popular at the time. Some of the pocket watches in the showcase feature the images of famous Poles, including Tadeusz Kościuszko, national hero and insurrection commander, and Adam Mickiewicz, a principal figure in Polish Romanticism. Another eye-catching exhibit is the exclusive gold pocket watch with an image of Our Lady of the Gates of Dawn, also known as the Vilnius Madonna. The image was created using coloured enamelling, and the watch is the work of a renowned company, Patek, which was founded in Switzerland by a Polish immigrant, Antoni Patek. And now, do please take your time to explore this exhibition on your own. And it's also worth having a look into the corridor to the right of the entrance. There's an exceptional timepiece there. It's an altitude sundial of the type known as a cylinder or pillar sundial, or as a shepherd sundial and cylindrical sundial, created for the latitude of Warsaw.